What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
All right, so we're back here. Okay, can you hear me? Okay, we're good to go. All right, so we're back up here. I'm going to back up here a little bit because these stories that I was talking about are important. And I know the people on YouTube have already heard these things, but it's important for the RBN audience to hear this. Apparently, Julian Assange's mother, Christine, was in a Twitter debate. And she was dealing with some people who were very critical of WikiLeaks putting out the DNC emails because they harmed Hillary Clinton and they helped Donald Trump. And the issue of right or wrong doesn't come into that discussion. It's, you know, how could you do this? How could you harm, you know, our Empress Hillary and everything like that? And Christine came on back with a tweet. Which is worthy of being quoted. It's the duty of media to inform citizens about corruption. And then she added, a DNC Bernie supporter disgruntled with rigging leaked documents proving corruption. So the implication here is, again, first of all, the DNC emails published by WikiLeaks were not a hack by the Russians or anybody else. It was an internal leak. And that's followed up by a story that came on out from the Daily Mail in Great Britain, where Craig Murray, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan and a close associate of Julian Assange, told Daily Mail that he flew to Washington, D.C. for a clandestine handoff with one of the email sources. And Craig Murray said neither of the leaks came from the Russians. The source had legal access to the information. The documents came from inside leaks, not hacks. So this whole Russian hacking story is nonsense, as we've known it all along. And it looks to me like this is confirmation. Seth Rich was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And he was basically had access to all those computers. He was privy to what was going on with the Democratic National Committee rigging the primaries for Hillary Clinton, and he got fed up and he got disgusted. And so he basically copied all those emails onto a flash drive and just walked it out of the building, for which apparently he was killed. Now, don't forget, yesterday we ran this story where apparently Donna Brazile and the mayor of Washington, D.C. arrived at the hospital just moments after Seth Rich did, where the EMTs brought him in for emergency treatment for these two gunshot wounds he suffered. Apparently, he was still alive when he reached the hospital. Over at Judicial Watch, they have announced they've received 87 pages of records from the Department of Justice revealing former top FBI official Peter Strzok and FBI attorney Lisa Page just had utter disdain for FBI hierarchy and policies. The text messages include a huge amount of profanity. And the Department of Justice, meanwhile, is resisting Judicial Watch's request for a court order to preserve all responsive Page Strzok communications. The cover-up and the stonewalling continues. Now, Strzok and Page's text messages became center stage amid allegations of bias at the Bureau, and both have now been subpoenaed to testify before the House Judiciary and the Oversight and Government Reform Committees. So they're going to be looking at that. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. All righty. And here's a good one. I like this. CNN, the Credit News Network, we've been talking about its ratings. It's below SpongeBob SquarePants. It's below Ancient Aliens. And now it's dropped below Pawn Stars. They're in serious, serious trouble. And that's one of the reasons why they are so angry with the independent media. Because the audience is coming over here. Because people want to know the truth. They don't want to be lied to anymore. Corporate media got very, very comfortable with their fancy studios and all their equipment and their dressing rooms and everything. But that's a high overhead to maintain. And right now, they're losing money like crazy to the point where their financial backers are getting nervous. Independent media is intentionally small, just little tiny operations out of garages or spare bedrooms. We don't have that overhead problem. We do have overhead, but it's for the essentials, new mixers, new keyboards, new computers. Anyway. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. The British Foreign Secretary is about to urge the European Union to expand sanctions against Russia. Jeremy Hunt was speaking Tuesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, D.C., saying he will urge the EU to expand sanctions against Russia over the Salisbury incident, which nobody can prove Russia had anything to do with, but a good excuse is a good excuse is a good excuse. Now, here's where this is not going to work on out. The last time they sanctioned Russia was during that ill-conceived oil price war. And it backfired. It caused a lot more damage all across Europe than it did inside Russia. And it's probably going to happen again because apparently, something that the EU foreign secretary is seeming to forget is right now, Europe and Great Britain are dependent on Russian natural gas. And analysts are saying that the Russian gas cannot be substituted. There are no other pipelines yet. And the U.S. liquefied natural gas fleet is not sufficient to supply all of Europe and Great Britain if there's a sanctions war here. So they're raising on a busted flush on that one here. Now, Trump, on the other hand, is saying he's not considering lifting sanctions unless Russia does something good for the United States. I don't know. I thought vodka was a nice gesture here. But the first sanctions were imposed on March 6, 2014, 10 days before the Crimea referendum. And that was back when Obama was in the White House. And he said it undermines democratic processes and institutions in Ukraine. Well, actually, it was the United States that undermined democratic processes and institutions in Ukraine with that coup d'etat that drove Yanukovych from power and installed President Chocolate, Poroshenko, in his place. Now, the people of Crimea democratically held a referendum, as is their right, and said, we don't want to be part of Ukraine anymore because the government in Kiev doesn't really represent us. Then they held a second referendum saying, we want to merge with the Russian republics. That's democracy in action. Now, I don't know what Trump is really thinking about Russia doing something good for the U.S., but the implication within this article seems to be that Trump is saying the sanctions will continue until Russia gives Crimea back. And I'll tell you right now, that's a non-starter. The people of Crimea aren't going to go along with it. The people of Russia aren't going to go along with it. Putin can't afford to lose that much face. He's got his own hardliners to deal with. So that is simply not going to happen. Now, question that was being asked over at Sputnik News, what will happen if the Gulf states move away from the dollar? And my response is this a trick question? Right now, the only thing that is still powering the U.S. economy internationally is that petrodollar deal. But that's coming apart. Russia, Turkey, China, and Iran are fleeing the dollar and promoting bilateral trade in their own domestic currencies, which gives them two advantages. For one, they're not paying interest on those U.S. dollars. And two, if they're not going through the U.S. dollar, the sanctions have no effect. And a lot of analysts are saying that a lot of the Gulf states may do exactly the same thing because they're seeing the pattern. Sanctions followed by war, sanctions followed by war, sanctions followed by war. And they may decide it's time to get out of the petrodollar deal for the simple reason that the United States can no longer hold up their end of the deal. See, after Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility, which technically brought an end to Bretton Woods, they tried to back the U.S. dollar with oil, other people's oil, but still oil. And the petrodollar deal was very simple, that the oil-producing nations of the Middle East would sell their oil only for the U.S. dollar, and they would invest that money in the United States of America, or some of that money in the United States of America, and in exchange, the United States would guarantee their military safety. But ever since 9/11, Middle Eastern nations are seeing Israel, newly resurgent, as an aggressive military power. And they're seeing the United States as being absolutely incapable of controlling Israel's aggressions. And so for them, the petrodollar deal is pretty much dead. It's all downside, no upside. We might see the majority of the world's nations drop the dollar all at once, and the party would definitely be over at that point. Now, according to the Institute of Economic Research, Germany will have the biggest account surplus in the world for the third successive year this year. In other words, they've got a trade surplus. Why? Because the Germans make things. They build things that other countries want, and they sell a lot of them. They have a lot of exports. And you need to remember that that was what fueled the bankers and government's anger with Germany in big mistake number one and big mistake number two. The fact that Germany, when they get down to it, is a manufacturing powerhouse, and they produce products people want to buy, products that other countries can't compete with. So this is another warning sign. And apparently the country with the largest trade deficit this year will be the United States of America, because we don't manufacture anything anybody really wants, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. So we're in bad, bad, bad shape. Over at Tesla, because of recent developments, including an SEC investigation, suppliers and creditors are starting to get very, very nervous. Investors of the company are wondering if they're going to lose their money. Companies that are supplying parts to Tesla are worried they may not get paid for the parts they're shipping on in. And if they basically said, we're not going to send any more parts until accounts are cleared up, that's the end of the party. Tesla can't build those cars, or Elon Musk can't build those cars without the parts to go in them. And I'm sorry to see it happen, and I understand Tesla's meltdown on TV the other day. It's got to be very, very hard. He obviously is very emotionally connected to his various companies, but I think he spread himself too thin. And he should have just focused on that one endeavor that made him happy, whether it was the Tesla electric car or SpaceX or whatever. But I think he spread himself way, way too thin here. Meanwhile, last month, Russia bought 800,000 ounces of gold. All the gold is moving out of the U.S., out of Europe, to Russia and to China. We talked yesterday about how more and more countries are demanding the repatriation of their gold from the U.S. Federal Reserve System. Because when the paper currencies fail, when the fiat currencies fail, you've got to have a currency that's based on a commodity universally recognized and universally valued. That can be gold, can be silver, could even be ultimately electricity. Somebody actually made up a coin for the electro. Getting into immigration and refugees, over in Finland, their immigration service cannot positively identify 40% of the migrants applying for asylum. And IDs and passports are almost exclusively used by Western migrants entering Finland and not from their Middle Eastern or African counterparts. And basically they're saying some of these migrants are showing up without any documentation because they're coming from countries that don't even have a passport system. Now, we've been talking about these 177 migrants that have sort of been bouncing around the Mediterranean, kind of like a pinball machine, for those of you old enough to remember pinball machines. And Italy has finally allowed these migrants to land in Sicily. And local media is saying it'll take some negotiations before they're allowed to actually disembark, but at least the ship is tied to a dock and they're not out at sea any longer. But again, it's just this huge, huge, huge problem. As you know, there was this terror attack in Westminster, and people are talking about the fact that this guy was a refugee. And once again, we're seeing these screeds out here saying that, you know, you're racist if you even bother to mention that this person is a migrant or a Muslim. You're just being racist. No, we're not. We're standing here in the middle of a car wreck and a bunch of dead bodies and wondering what the heck is going on. Now, up in Sweden, I guess they've reached their breaking point because the leading candidate for prime minister, they're coming up on their elections next month, is vowing migration reforms. Nationalism is surging, and the anti-immigration right-wing Sweden Democrats Party is way ahead in the polls. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, down in South America, Brazil has been forced to deploy troops to their shared border with Venezuela, apparently because of the economic hardships and disaster in Venezuela. Venezuelans are trying to get out of the country. They're literally walking out of the country into neighboring countries looking for better living conditions. And basically, Brazil's president, Temer, is saying it's a state of an emergency. And they're deploying troops because it's utter chaos. And they're saying it could literally turn into a war here. Okay, over in Great Britain, the Remainers are still out there trying to figure out some way they can subvert the will of the British people. And apparently, Barry Gardner, basically, he's a Labour front bencher, said, no, there's not going to be a new vote. Now, he backed Remain in the 2016 referendum, but he insisted the country had to respect the people's vote to leave the EU to protect British democracy. And he said, those people who now want a second referendum are saying, because you voted in the wrong way, we'll give you another chance to get it right. That undermines the whole principle of democracy in this country. Now, another reason that he may be saying we're not going to have another referendum is the latest polls are showing that a lot of people who voted Remain in 2016 would now vote for Brexit. So a second referendum would actually be a worse result for them. But they're still trying to figure out some way that they can keep Great Britain tied to the European Union somehow, a Brexit in name only. As you probably heard earlier today, they finally found the body of Molly Tibbetts, and she was, as we expected, found dead. She was found in a field near where she lived, 20-year-old college student, and basically the police have arrested an illegal immigrant for the murder. So how's that open borders thing working on out for you there, huh? Story coming on out from Blacklisted News about a study published by Jonathan Mumolo, assistant professor of politics and public affairs at Princeton, reveals that law enforcement is hiding important facts about its militarization. And a lot of people have called into the show or written into the show expressing their concern about how the domestic police force is looking more and more like an army of occupation. And this study from Princeton is saying that this militarization fails to enhance police safety or reduce crime and may harm police reputation, which, yeah, with all these shootings and taserings, it definitely does. And Mumolo also basically said that these militarized police units are more often deployed in what he politely terms communities of color. Okay. All righty. Over in Louisiana, their attorney general is now blocking banks from closing a $600 million deal due to their gun control views. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is basically blocking Bank of America and Citibank from underwriting a $600 million state deal because of their public views on the Second Amendment. Now, B of A has pledged to end loans to gun manufacturers who produce military-style firearms for civilian use, and Citi put restrictions on the sale of firearms by its business customers. And Jeff Landry came on out and said, we don't want them to represent the state of Louisiana when they're going to decide to become the social police and infect Louisiana with these types of policies. And I'm in agreement. These are banks. They're credit card companies. They shouldn't be shaping public policy. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. So it's a little bit politically incorrect for me to say this on this show, but I have good intentions. Layla mentioned yesterday that she hopes she's not offending anybody with her different opinions. And I got to say that as a Canadian, I'm feeling marginalized because three times in a row she called in and said that Canada was pathetic and a parasite without actually giving the reason why. To be honest, I probably don't want to hear it. She probably has a good reason. But, I mean, that's actually kind of the definition of racism when you're just doing this blanket general smear without any specific reasons. And then also she was saying, don't anybody spend your money going to Canada for tourism. So it's kind of like publicly sabotaging our tourist industry. And I just want to say, I mean, I like everything else. And I'm a fan overall. I'm just saying that other Canadians might also be feeling kind of marginalized about that. And in Canada's defense, if Canada and the States were to be two people that both died and went to the pearly gates and only one of them was going to get into heaven, I mean, Canada would get in first. I mean, we didn't drop atomic bombs on people, you know, and we're not in 60 countries in war. It's like, I didn't hear any smearing of the States. And so I just wanted to say that that's my feedback on that. And
okay, well, on that thought, I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're still talking with Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. Just sort of pick up from... Let's get back to what you were talking about. First of all, when Claire and I lived in Washington State, we'd go up to Canada on a regular basis, and we really liked it up there because of it's clean, everybody's polite, and I agree with you that Layla's dissing of Canada may not be shared by other people who live in Canada, but obviously she's got a reason for feeling the way that she does. And anyway, can you just sort of continue on that topic?
Yeah, I don't want to have like a fight about it or hold any hard feelings. Like if she were to just kind of wrap it up in a slightly softer way, I would just totally let it go and just be a fan. I just wanted to put that out there that it might be turning off could have turned off a lot of people. I almost felt like protesting and just turning off the show anytime Layla came on after those 3 dissings, and maybe other people felt the same way. So anyways, I'm ready to just let it go. I feel satisfied that I was able to like be heard.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, on a more technical point, regarding, let's say that the debate of whether Canada is or is not a parasite to the States, I would like to argue that I don't see the states as an altruistic government organization that's going to let someone be a parasite for no reason. If there is something that seems
not
parasitic...
Not counting Israel.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. But we're not Israel. So I think that there's something else that the states is getting out of the relationship. And for example, something that comes to mind is our soft wood. What we do is we cut down the trees, ship them over across the border to the states. You guys get all the jobs processing them, and then you sell it back to us with big markups and tariffs and everything. To me, that's part of the payback. Whatever Layla's arguments are that we're a parasite, that's part of the behind the scenes making up for it. Same goes for our oil. Like we pump out oil out of the ground, ship it over to across the border, then the states refines it, gets all the jobs, marks it up, tariff sends it back, and then we get it. So I got the feeling personally that probably what's really stopping Canada from being really invaded is there's probably all sorts of ways that the states is accessing our resources in ways that are very advantageous for the states. And this, you know, remember when the states leaked plans to invade Canada like a year or so ago? Do you remember that? It was in the news that, plans, and they were kind of, the Americans were saying, it would be irresponsible if we did not have a plan of all eventualities with all of our blah, blah, blah. So it supposedly was an accidental leak, but now I'm getting it that was probably like an intentional leak. It was kind of sending a signal like, you do want to keep giving us your wood and your jobs, don't you? And you do want to keep sending us your oil and all the other stuff. So, I mean, I don't see that we're being babysat by the states. If there's something going on that looks good for us, there's something going on that's looking good for the states. And we're not Israel, so that's not the reason. And I leave it on a bit of a lighter note?
Yes, please.
Okay, CBS. You know how they have the eye icon and then
yes.
CBS? So they're actually going to be updating the spelling of their business. They're going to be changing the eye icon for an actual letter I, and then the C is being changed for S-E-E, and then the B-S, that's going to stand. So it's I-C-B-S.
Okay.
And then for the censored Google for the Asian market, that's a big concern to everybody, the censored
yes.
version of the Google. Well, they're actually changing the spelling also to brand it for the Asian market there, and they're changing the second G to a K. And I'll just let you go with that. Have a good show. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot. All right. We're going to let you go here. And I'm going to jump ahead in my talking points because I need to get this story out. And it's about Hurricane Lane, which is this Category 4 hurricane that we have south of the Hawaiian Islands, which has turned north. And as of the last time I checked with the Hurricane Center, the center of the storm is aimed pretty much at Oahu and is expected to basically be here Friday. So we're going to take the appropriate precautions and sheet plastic and clamps and everything to our home. But there is a distinct possibility we won't have a live show on Friday because we're going to lose electricity. It could still veer off one way or the other. But as of right now, we're feeling very much in the crosshairs here. Okay, getting on back to political correctness. Over in California, and this is yet another reason why, even though I liked being in California when I worked in the film industry, why I would never live there again. Apparently, the legislature is getting ready to consider a bill that will require ethnic studies for high school graduation. Now, apparently, they've backed away from this because the costs estimated for a statewide mandate for ethnic studies was $400 million, and California just doesn't have it. But they're going to have a pilot program to see if they can get this going. And the idea is, so supposedly, ethnic studies help students develop an academic identity. It builds empathy cross-culturally. But skeptics are saying the state can't afford to have this course, and saying that the state shouldn't be reinforcing identity politics. If anything, they should be shrinking the achievement gap for the Black and Latino students. And I'm in agreement with that one. Our school should be about educating our kids in the basic skills needed to either go on to college or go out into the job market. We're talking about reading, writing, math, science, engineering, critical thinking, automotive repair. Our high school had an auto shop. I used to love shop class, especially working with the lathes. That stuff was fun. It was cool. Ethnic studies, it really is. I'm glad they backed off on it, but they did so only because of the money. Okay. Apparently, there's been another child pornography ring shut down by Michigan police. And apparently, out of Detroit, the FBI arrested and interviewed a man who was in possession of child pornography. And during the interrogations, he told the agents he was a member of a group of people using the internet to lure minors to engage in sexually explicit conduct via the webcam. And this is sick. It's really sick. I just have a real problem with that stuff here. Okay, Mike Huckabee is now saying that he has also been targeted by Facebook. And he's joining the chorus of voices saying there is very clearly a political bias among these top tech companies. And more people are coming forward and saying, yeah, this is really going on. So in a recent Fox Business Network interview, Mike Huckabee said he'd experienced adverse impact from Facebook and its algorithms based on what he believes is the conservative content he posts to his page. And he said he's been subjected to some of Facebook censorship, if you could call it that. And he says, technically, it's not censorship since they're not a government, but they're almost acting like a monopolistic government entity. Well, I'm sorry, Mike, I disagree with you. Censorship is censorship. One does not have to be a government to be censoring content. One merely has to have their finger on the wire, so to speak. And I think somebody needs to take a case all the way to the Supreme Court to establish freedom of speech is a universal. Apparently, Facebook has started a new system of rating the trustworthiness of every user. And it's all very secret. They're assigning a rating, trustworthiness between 0 and 1. They say they're doing it to try and cut down on fake news on the platform. But again, it's another form of social profiling. And Facebook isn't saying how they do it. And based on Facebook's behavior up to this point, I imagine if you're a conservative, your trustworthiness score gets suppressed of that. So we're seeing these big tech companies are now openly censoring popular viewpoints, conservative viewpoints. They're deleting selected social media pages for violating community guidelines. That's the boilerplate answer. But they never say exactly what it is that you did. And there's no explanation about why YouTube and Facebook delete user-generated pages. Now, according to this article, which came out of Waking Times, and apparently they had their Facebook page throttled down, they're saying that this type of censorship is not going to bring about the Soviet-style clampdown on ideas that challenge the establishment. It's more reasonable to expect that these companies have fallen prey to monopolistic hubris and will soon see massive declines in viewership. Actually, it's already happening. That's why they're having to fake their readership numbers to keep their ad revenues up here. So they're predicting that these big tech companies are committing suicide. And I think that very well might be happening because we're seeing these new startup social media companies, of which there are many. They're taking off. People are using them. Now, finally, Donald Trump is speaking out, blasting the tech industry for its rampant bias against right-wingers. He did it in a bunch of tweets, which there are some liberals out there saying that Twitter ought to ban Donald Trump now. I want to see, Donald, I want to see something more than a tweet on this. Anyway, so Microsoft came out a little while ago with the announcement that foreign entities were launching cyber attacks to disrupt elections and sow discord among the American public. It said some governments, without specifying who, were attempting to steal and leak information and spread disinformation. And they were out there just hue and cry, and everybody's out there being scared about it. And they finally got around to saying, you know, Russia's in there, Russia's in there, Russia's in there. The Kremlin is basically saying it's all completely groundless. And as it turns out, they're right, because it's a sales campaign. Microsoft has a new product out called Account Guard Software, which it wants to sell to congressional candidates and campaigns as part of its Defending Democracy program. And what they're basically talking about is this special cybersecurity protection that are using Office 365, Outlook, or Hotmail cloud services. And those who take up the offer will put their emails, internal strategy papers, and financial records onto Microsoft-owned and administered servers where Microsoft personnel will have a special eye on them. That's an awful lot of political intelligence in one place. Have you seen those little Fitbits? They're these little bracelet things that communicate with you, or with your computer, about your fitness, how much you're walking, how much you're running. But apparently researchers have up at the University of British Columbia are saying that Fitbits are only right about half the time. They tend to overestimate the number of steps taken by users aiming to achieve the recommended 10,000 per day. And these researchers said that Fitbit monitors should not be used for research purposes because they are so inaccurate. Certainly right about that one here. So let's get on to Monsanto. As you know, Monsanto was hit with a major, major defeat in court in the case of Dwayne Lee Johnson, where between damages for medical bills and punitive damages, the court basically awarded $289 million in damages to Dwayne. Now, he himself, being at the late stage of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, he himself may not see the money because Monsanto is appealing and they're going to try and drag it out and drag it out and drag it out and drag it out. But Dwayne Johnson is now making a tour of the media explaining why he did what he did, and saying that he's happy about the trial's outcome, obviously, that he didn't want to die for nothing, and that the main reason he did this was to make sure others came to understand the potential damage of using the weed killer. Now, this is probably going to trigger a flood of additional lawsuits from people who've been using these products and they've come down with these cancers because there's now a legal precedent. We might actually see the federal government move to indemnify Monsanto the way they did the vaccine companies. Remember back with the Homeland Security Act? There was a provision in there that literally said you cannot civilly sue a vaccine maker for damage caused by their products because they're essential to whatever it was they were essential to. There's a lot of corporations that are getting a free ride courtesy of the United States government. computers and software providers, the vaccine industry. I wouldn't put it past them to say, nope, you can't sue Monsanto anymore. It's a critical part of our agricultural infrastructure. As you know, the corporate media has been out there blaming these Western wildfires on global warming. It's all about global warming. Forget about the fact that they've arrested a couple of arsons. Forget about the fact that they know that the car fire was started by sparks from a flat tire on a road vehicle. It's global warming. It's global warming. More about this when we come back from these commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's AngioPrim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today, and we're talking about how the global warming people are out there trying to say that all these fires out west are the fault of global warming, even though arsonists have been arrested, and we know that the car fire was started by an incident on the roadway that threw sparks into the brush, which hadn't been cut back far enough to prevent that sort of thing. But apparently, this AP writer, Seth Borenstein, was out there just trying to say, well, you know, the number of fires is going up and global temperatures are going up. And scientists are saying these two data trends, just putting them together, it's not science. It could be a causal relation. And we know that in many cases, the temperature data is being fudged anyway to serve the global warming agenda. But they're still out there pushing that nonsense. Meanwhile, over in Japan, it snowed. This is the earliest ever recorded snow in Japan. It's going to be a very, very hard winter. And you know what the carbon Nazis are going to be saying is that, well, it's snowy where you are, but take our word for it. It's boiling hot everywhere else. It's just broiling. Absolutely. I mean, look at this temperature data from this thermometer we have set up in the middle of the airport where it's being blasted by burning kerosene all day long. Look how at that temperature. Now, it wasn't all that long ago that China, concerned about overpopulation, had a one-child policy. Well, that was then, this is now. And China, like Japan, is facing a demographic crisis. And China's desire now is to have couples have more children. And to do that, they're imposing a tax on childless couples to encourage more fertility, as it were. Okay, yesterday we ran the story about how there'd been all these earthquakes around the Ring of Fire, including a magnitude 8 out by Fiji, which, by the way, is still getting aftershocks here. And I was noticing during the show, I'm getting all these tsunami warnings on my watch here. There have been a lot of quakes. There was just a 6.7 in Vanuatu, along with earlier today, there was this magnitude 7.3 in Venezuela. So the planet is really rocking and rolling. Looks like they just had another a bunch of them up here in Alaska as well. So interesting time to be a seismologist. What can I tell you? Alrighty, over in Europe, they've had an outbreak of measles. The World Health Organization is saying that the number of measles cases in Europe jumped sharply during the first 6 months of this year. At least 37 people have died. My question is, how many of these people had the measles vaccine? Because we've seen this pattern before. They'll go on out, they'll sell the measles vaccine, everybody will get it, and then all of a sudden everybody gets sick. And finally, and Trump tweeted about this as well, Netflix has scrapped Michelle Wolf's series just a few months after it debuted. Now, if you remember, Michelle Wolf grabbed headlines in late April at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where she made a lot of jokes aimed at President Trump and his administration, which were so over the top, a lot of people just sat silent. Others simply left. So she's no longer on Netflix. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure that he has got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Please talk to everybody you know about this deplatforming, this purge of the independent media of all conservative points of view. We cannot allow that to stand in the United States of America. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.